A researcher says the common use of air temperature as a way to predict the decline of Great Lakes water levels is flawed. Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory scientist Brent Lofgren has discovered that a more accurate way is to use sunshine and energy given off by the Earth to calculate evaporation. He calls it evapotranspiration.
The largest projections of drops in lake levels are no longer expected. The changes are going to be lesser drops in lake levels or possibly rise in lake levels.
But Lofgren says evapotranspiration, which spell check will redline every time, doesn't apply to other areas like the Arctic ice cap.
No, this is really only a small sector of the overall picture. The results of this really take sharp aim at only one part of the Earth. It's pretty much just the levels of the Great Lakes.
Lofgren says other factors beyond climate change could still cause lake levels to drop. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.